To the phones we go. Let's get going this hour. First time caller line. Welcome. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
This is Kathleen. I'm calling from, I live in Applegate, southwestern Oregon in the Siskiyou Mountains.
Okay, Kathleen, go ahead.
I'm a professional animal communicator, and I was asked a couple of months ago by one of the longtime Bigfoot researchers to make a telepathic connection with Bigfoot. And I've had several sessions with Bigfoot, and they've been very interesting.
Tell us a little bit about these sessions.
Well, I can tell you, I've taken meticulous notes on what Bigfoot has had to say.
In this case, I'm going to let you talk, and I'm going to let Tom and Lauren chat with you, because they can interview you a little bit better than I about Bigfoot. Go ahead.
That would be fine.
All right.
One of the questions that I asked Bigfoot was, do you want to communicate with humans? And Bigfoot said, we have been willing. We have been waiting. We have been waiting for you to be ready. Some of what I have to say will not be understood at this moment, though the time is quickly arriving. We will only share a small bit at this time until the humans are ready. We came to hold the larger space. Most of the humans do not know that yet. This space is most important for us to continue in this place. The information we will share is ancient, but many will not honor that. We have been patient. I watch you all the time. Everything is thinning. The time is coming for us all to be together. We are like the ancient form of who you are. If we are extinguished, then you too will be gone. Until many recognize this, we will remain in the shadows mostly.
All right. Lauren, what do you think of that?
Well, I've been, you know, since 1970s when Archie Buckey was doing the same thing, I've heard some of the same. I feel that if the Bigfoot aren't talking to each other because they've been talking to humans this way for a long time, what I'm interested is why has this woman seen this creature or photographed it or been able to get it to come closer?
No, I have not, Lauren. One of the questions that I asked in my last session was, I said, I would like to meet with you in the Earth dimension. Are you willing to arrange such a meeting? If so, under what specific conditions? And Bigfoot said, that will happen sooner than you know if you stay on your path. We also want to meet with you. But there can be no mistakes, no slip-ups. We will make sure of that before we arrange a meeting. We are always looking at your heart. We are here to guide the humans, not to serve their curiosity. There is a much more serious matter than curiosity. Until you know that, we will limit our physical contact.
Tom, you got a question?
Yeah. What's the caller's name again?
Kathleen.
Kathleen from Oregon.
Kathleen, hi. This is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing? It's amazing. Back in the early 70s, I had contacted a guy named Nick Narcerino. I don't know if you know him. He was very famous. He was the one that used to send out telepathic waves to communicate with the creatures.
No, I don't know.
He's the guy that used to go out and deghost the famous governor's mansion in California and what have you.
He was a ghostbuster.
Yeah, same thing. But this guy had the ability that this Kathleen had. And when you were reading, from your notes?
Yes, I was reading them specifically, Tom.
Okay, now how long ago did this all take place?
This conversation took place, the one I just read, on April 12th.
Oh, this year?
Uh-huh.
Were you actually out in the mountains where this took place or in your home?
I was in my home. I'm very familiar with the caves that you're talking about. My summer home was there, my family, very close to that. We used to go to those caves.
Oh, good.
And I've heard Bigfoot and from our summer cabin very close to Viola, which is not very far from where you're talking about. And I can remember hearing him at nighttime, and we would go down some of these roads there, these logging roads.
Right.
And I knew that he was there, but I felt very peaceful about it. It was really interesting. I was not fearful, but I have never had a one-on-one meeting with Bigfoot.
Where in the Siskiyous are you now?
In the Applegate Valley.
You know where Skamania County is?
Between Grants Pass and Jacksonville.
Okay. When I was in that area in the early 70s, they had the, I don't know if they have it anymore, but they had the $10,000 fine on the Sasquatch. Is that still in effect?
I heard that. I've got her on a radio hold now. Go ahead.
Okay. Lauren, do they still have that in effect?
Yeah, that's still there. I was there last year.
Was it?
And they still have it in effect.
Yeah. And they kind of protect the creature up in that area, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's a county ordinance. It's $10,000 fine or possible imprisonment.
Right, right.
It was sort of done as Robert Morgan did that with
right.
the county.
You know, Kathleen, I got to tell you, it's amazing that there's still people around that have the talent that you possess.